Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Apollo 13, Anniversary Edition by Jeffrey Kluger, revisits one of the most dramatic episodes in spaceflight history, when a routine lunar mission became a fight for survival. Written by a journalist known for translating complex technical events into clear narrative, the book reconstructs how an onboard explosion crippled the spacecraft and forced NASA and its astronauts to improvise solutions under extreme time pressure. Rather than treating the mission as a simple adventure tale, it frames Apollo 13 as a simple adventure tale. It frames Apollo 13 as a system story about engineering, leadership, communication, and risk. Readers are taken from the broader context of the Apollo program to the minute-by-minute decisions that kept three astronauts alive and brought them home. The anniversary framing also encourages reflection on what the mission revealed about organizational readiness, human performance under stress, and the value of disciplined problem-solving when plans collapse. It is both a space history and a study in crisis management. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, from lunar ambition to sudden emergency, a central topic is how Apollo 13 shifted in an instant from a planned moon landing to a contingency mission. The book situates the flight within the Apollo era, when repeated successes risked breeding complacency and when schedule pressure and public expectations shaped decision-making. That context matters because the explosion did not occur in a vacuum. It exposed how even mature programs carry hidden vulnerabilities, and how small assumptions can become large risks once the environment turns hostile. Kluger's account emphasizes the whiplash of the transition, the immediate triage aboard the spacecraft, and the parallel realization in mission control that the playbook no longer applied. The story highlights how quickly priorities changed from exploration to survival, with limited power, degraded propulsion options, and uncertain telemetry. This topic also captures the psychological shift for the crew, who had trained for lunar geology and surface operations, and now had to treat every action as a life support calculation. The mission becomes a case study in adaptability, where success is redefined, goals are simplified, and every system is evaluated by one metric: keep the crew alive long enough to bring them home. Secondly, engineering under constraints and the art of improvisation. Another major theme is constrained engineering, where the best solution is the one that can be built with what is already on board and verified fast. Apollo 13 is remembered for ingenious fixes, and the book explores the mindset behind them: break the problem into solvable parts, model the physics, test on the ground, then communicate steps clearly to the crew. The narrative underscores that improvisation is not random creativity, but disciplined systems thinking performed under pressure. Power budgeting, thermal management, and life support become interlocking puzzles, where changing one variable affects several others. The episode demonstrates the value of redundancy, but also the limits of redundancy when the failure mode is unexpected. Engineers and flight controllers are portrayed as working within tight margins, balancing technical caution with urgency. This topic also shows why procedures, checklists, and simulation training matter, because they create a shared language for diagnosing anomalies and executing novel plans safely. The mission reveals an important lesson for any technical field. Resilience depends on designing for the unknown and cultivating teams that can invent within strict boundaries without losing rigor. Thirdly, teamwork. Between spacecraft and mission control, the book treats Apollo 13 as a joint human system where the crew and mission control function as one distributed team. A key topic is how communication discipline, role clarity, and trust enabled rapid decision cycles even as information was incomplete. On the ground, specialists interpret data streams, argue competing hypotheses, and converge on actions. In space, astronauts execute complex procedures while managing fatigue, cold, and stress. The story highlights that heroism here is collective, a network of controllers, engineers, and support staff aligning around shared priorities. It also shows the importance of leadership that invites dissent without losing time, ensuring that the best technical argument wins rather than the loudest voice. The crew's ability to report symptoms precisely and follow step-by-step instructions becomes as crucial as ground teams generating solutions. This topic resonates beyond aerospace, illustrating how high-stakes operations depend on communication protocols, decision authority, and the humility to ask for help. The mission also demonstrates how trust is built before crisis through training and repetition, so that when the emergency hits, collaboration is instinctive and efficient. Fourthly, risk, accountability, and what the failure revealed, Apollo 13 invites reflection on risk management and organizational learning, and the book explores what the accident suggested about complex systems. The failure exposed how design decisions, testing practices, and operational assumptions can align in unforeseen ways. This topic emphasizes that catastrophic events often result from chains of factors rather than a single mistake, making root cause thinking essential. The narrative encourages readers to consider how organizations balance innovation with safety and how success can mask fragile points until stress tests them. It also touches on accountability in a constructive sense, not assigning blame for its own sake, but identifying how processes, oversight, and culture influence outcomes. The mission forced NASA to confront uncomfortable questions about configuration control, component history, and the limits of predictive modeling. A broader lesson is that reliability is an active practice, maintained through inspection, skepticism, and continuous improvement. By showing how the program responded, the book frames the crisis as a turning point that strengthened safety thinking and reinforced the need for candid reporting of anomalies. This topic makes Apollo 13 relevant to readers in any industry where small technical decisions can have outsized consequences. Lastly, human endurance and decision-making. Under stress, beyond hardware and procedures, the book highlights the human dimension, maintaining judgment, morale, and coordination while facing real danger. A key topic is how stress affects cognition and how disciplined routines can protect performance when emotions run high. The astronauts contend with discomfort and uncertainty, but must still execute calculations, conserve resources, and avoid errors that could compound the situation. On the ground, controllers manage long hours, high responsibility, and the pressure of public visibility, yet must stay analytical and calm. This topic examines the role of training not just for technical skills, but for psychological readiness, helping individuals fall back on practice behaviors when novelty overwhelms. It also points to the importance of clear priorities and incremental wins, where small successful steps build confidence and keep teams focused. The mission demonstrates that resilience is both individual and social. People endure more when they feel supported and when information flows honestly. By portraying decision-making as a mix of expertise, humility, and perseverance, this theme makes Apollo 13 a lasting example of how humans can operate effectively at the edge of their limits. In conclusion, this book suits readers who enjoy space history, engineering stories, and real-world problem-solving, including students, project managers, and anyone curious about how complex missions succeed after they fail. It benefits the reader by turning a famous near disaster into practical lessons about adaptability, communication, and disciplined thinking when conditions change without warning. The narrative shows how to prioritize essentials, manage scarce resources, and collaborate across roles, lessons that apply to workplaces, emergencies, and long-term goals alike. It is also a reminder that preparation is not only about having a plan, but about building the skills and culture to revise the plan quickly. Compared to many similar accounts that emphasize spectacle or a single heroic figure, this edition stands out for treating Apollo 13 as a system of people, processes, and technology, making the outcome feel earned rather than miraculous. The focus on how decisions were made, tested, and executed helps readers understand the mission at a deeper level than a simple retelling. For buyers, it offers both an absorbing story and a durable playbook for resilience, making it a strong addition to any nonfiction shelf. If you would like to support Jeffrey Kluger, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.